May, he posted this exchange with a student on his official YouTube channel.
The humanities, as they're configured, are wretched to the core with anti-Western teaching, anti-American literature.
What do you mean, anti-Western teaching?
An emphasis on Herbert Marcuse and Angela Davis and Kimberly Crenshaw and Judith Butler and what, Derek Bell.
What's wrong with Angela Davis? She's a great woman.
With Angela Davis, the outspoken vocal communist?
Yeah.
She's a great woman.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That's why kids shouldn't go to college to learn from communists.
That was Charlie Kirk. Could we just have 30 seconds for your response?
Well, I'm very proud to be put in a club with Angela Davis and Kimberly Crenshaw. I mean, that's just beautiful. And I, you know, I stand by them. And hopefully we're all able to continue educating and lecturing without further political repression.
I want to thank you, Judith Butler, for being with us. We're going to do part two after the show and post it at Democracy Now! Judith Butler is a philosopher and professor at the University of California, Berkeley. We'll link to their new piece in the Chronicle of Higher Education headlined, When Universities Become Informants, a practice from the McCarthy era makes an ugly return. That does it for our show. Very happy birthday to Sam Alkoff. Democracy Now! Produced with Mike Burke, Renee Feltz, Dina Guzder, Messiah Rhodes, Nermeen Sheikh, Maria Terracena, Nicole Salazar. I'm Amy Goodman.
Hi, everyone. You're listening to the CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. I'm your host, Claire, and you're listening to Earworm. Today, I have a guest with me.
Wow.
That was Louise.
Hey.
She's been on here before.
Yeah.
Not us, like, redoing the...
Yeah,
thing.
Like because, I said before, and you know, real ones know.
Yeah, real ones know, though.
Yeah.
But today we have a theme going on. It's going to be perfumes, perfume themed.
Yeah, I've really been riding the fragrance wave recently, so it just felt right.
Yeah, you should see our messages. If you go through, like, the screenshots or, like, the photos that we send each other, it's just pyramid or perfume pyramids.
Yeah. Fragrantica.com, that's where it's at.
Yeah, that's where it's at.
Yeah.
Real ones know, real ones know. And, yeah, so starting off, it's going to be my songs that I've picked. And then the second half is going to be Louisa's songs. All of my songs are low-key just titles of perfumes, and I wasn't as creative. See, if I connected a song to a perfume, you guys would know. You guys would be the first to know, I'd say.
Probably, yeah.
But...
Well, second after me.
Yeah, for sure. But, since I have not yet, it'll just be... titles of perfumes. And the first three songs we're gonna play, Things Unsaid by Jessica Domingo, French Waltz by Nicolette Larson, and Daisy I Can See Lies by Polami Rocco. Hope you guys enjoy those songs.
Don't you forget about us. Don't you forget.
For leaving things unsaid. up, honey, and you lick her fat. Had enough sense to make you with enough. Fought a loose gun, and I don't wanna die. You don't wanna wreck it for me, let me know. Back in this side, when you go home, cause I don't read minds. Back in this side, when you don't go, cause I can see lies. Never alone, never seen, always gone.
Songs we just played were Oh My Gosh, Where Is It? Things Unsaid by Jessica Domingo, French Waltz by Nicolette Larson, and Daisy, I Can See Lies by Polami Rocco. Things Unsaid, throwback, I have to say. It was an art, like, Oh my gosh. I was listening to Jessica Domingo. She's Filipino, and now she's like famous because she has the, she has her voice sampled in a Drake song.
Oh, period.
It's the Bandada, Bandada.
Oh yeah. My God, make that ass clap. I mean,
yeah, you could say ass apparently. Oh, okay. It's not a swear word on here apparently.
Okay, cool.
But yeah, it's What's that song called? It's with SZA, right?
Yes, but I, like, don't know the name because, like, I'm trying to think of it right now and all I can think of is that one song that doesn't have either of them on it, but it's just, like, part of the backtrack is just somebody going, ass, 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 because you said I can say ass on here now, so... yeah, sorry. Can't help you there.
Yeah, like... It has, like, sexy in it, right?
Yeah, that, probably.
Probably, I don't know. But yeah, she's sampled in that. And I listened to her. So she's from Seattle. And I listened to her while I'm in Toronto, obviously. But,
right.
Like, in 2021 pandemic. Like, yeah.
Okay.
Like, not to be that person, but yeah.
Yeah,
like I was there since time.
Just putting you guys on.
Just putting you guys on. This is
in a calm way.
Yeah, this is an old, song too. Yeah, 2021.
Damn.
And then French Waltz. Oh, Things Unsaid is like a perfume that we've been talking about, and that like I really want to smell.
Yeah,
I want to try it.
Is that the one with blueberry and sugar in the top?
I don't remember. It's like. It was the one that smelled fresh or something.
Okay.
Smelled like sheets or...
I'm going to find it.
Skin or something like that. It was by Source?
Yeah. Sourcey? I literally don't know.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And then French Waltz is Tyler's perfume.
And this is true.
I've smelled it before on a person. But, yeah, I low-key want it. I look-y want it, though, like, even though someone already wore it before.
Yeah.
But, hey, it is what it is. And Daisy is also a perfume that I have samples of.
Shout out Marc Jacobs.
Shout out Marc Jacobs. Right. And the one that I really like is Oh So Fresh. The one is lychee. And
yeah.
Honestly, all of them have lychee, I'm pretty sure.
Not all of them, because I think the one that I like does not have lychee.
Oh, the OG one?
Yeah, I like the OG, Daisy Love.
Oh, Daisy Love, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, Daisy, actually, I know someone also wore that.
No, then I can't buy it.
I smelt it on someone that I lived with. Like it.
Oh.
Yeah, that's like what she wore, but low-key, it didn't really match her.
Mm.
Can you see it?
Like, not really.
Right? Like,
yeah,
I don't know. Like,
that feels wrong.
Yeah, it just like, I don't think it just matched her body chemistry, but hopefully she doesn't listen to this.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, I looked up the notes just, you know, for the people out there who care. And things unsaid. It's rain notes, peony, pink pepper, raspberry, cedar, and magnolia.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Rain notes, I think.
That's the one that spoke to you.
Yeah. That's the one that spoke to me because I'm trying to see like seasonal.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, excuse me.
That was like a four.
Yeah, guys, she rates my burps.
Yeah.
And whenever I burp, I just think of Louise.
Yeah. Gotta let the people know.
I wonder what she'd rate this burp. You know what I mean?
And you know what? I think about that sometimes too, or like, I'm like, damn, like, I wonder how many ratings I'm missing out on right now.
No, for real, because I burp all the time.
Type.
I'm a burper. But the thing is, it's always like little ones.
Yeah.
Multiple.
Yeah. And like my scale is like low-key freaked up because like I have a lot of friends that are guys and, you know, they'd be lighting that room up, you know?
Yeah. And that's
like,
fair.
Yeah. And those are the tens, but like,
yeah.
Damn girl. Damn girl to them.
Yeah. Because mine aren't all that. For
yeah.
Real.
She's classy with it.
I'm classy.
You know?
Yeah. What can I say?
Yeah.
But anyway. Next songs I'm going to play are going to be instrumental songs, jazz songs. First one is going to be Sniff by Domi and JD Beck.
Nice.
Sniff, because obviously.
Duh.
And then Cashmere by Bad Bad Not Good.
Mm.
Hope you guys enjoy the songs.
Thank you.
So the songs we just played were Sniff by Domi and JD Beck and Cashmere by Bad Bad Not Good. So Sniff apparently is a perfume name. Sorry about that, guys. It's a company.
Yeah. They made this perfume that's like, it's like ube scented. So all the Filipino baddies, they're hopping on that. And so I've been curious as a gourmand enjoyer. I gotta get to know her.
Yeah, we're not Filipino baddies because we don't have that for
real. Not yet. We're loading.
Not yet. and then Cashmere is like, can be in a perfume pyramid, so that's why I put it in there.
Yes, and this is true, actually.
And it's always been like a note that I've been curious about too. Because I don't think I've actually smelled.
Yeah, I can just like imagine it, and it's like smooth and soft, I guess. But it's a wood, actually. So interesting.
Well, sometimes it's cashmere wood, sometimes it's cashmere, right?
Yes. No? Well, I actually don't know. I think cashmere is made, it's like a synthetic version of the wood.
Okay, so when it's says cashmere on a perfume pyramid, is that the synthetic kind? And then cashmere wood is the actual?
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Facts. So the next songs we're going to play are both of our songs. Mm-hmm. We're kind of transitioning into Louise's section.
Right.
The first one is going to be Champagne Toast, That's My Song. Mm-hmm. And it's by the Free Label. We've seen the Free Label together.
Yeah, we did. Oh my God, we went to the concert. I was jumping up in that.
Yeah, they're really fun. They have like choreo, and then people follow along to that choreo, and it's really fun. Mm-hmm. But Champagne Toast is a perfume by Bath and Body Works.
It's actually the hand soap that's in my bathroom right now in my apartment.
Yeah, it's the New Year's one. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I remember being obsessed with that smell when I was very young. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so that's why I included that song, because I was just like, whoa, Champagne Toast.
Shout out
them. And then the next song is Burning Blue by Mariah the Scientist, which is Louise's pick.
Yeah, so my section, they're all songs based off of my current perfume wardrobe, my favorites. Burning Blue is like, I think it's either YSL Black Opium over Red, or this new one that I got that I have been fiending for. It's by Diesel. It's Loverdose, Red Kiss, and I'm wearing it right now, and it smells so good. It's blackcurrant, sugar, apple, bergamot, and some other beautiful dessert smells in there. It is really good. So. Yeah,
I can smell it right now. Like, just trust me, bro. It smells good.
Yeah, it smells like hella good. Just smell through the mic.
Yeah. No, you guys can smell it through the radio waves. So
right.
Yeah, she put her neck up against the mic. So
yeah,
you better have smelled it. So we're gonna play those songs.
Mm-hmm. Enjoy the selection.
Yeah, enjoy.
I just wanna lay back, sip a little gin, make me feel some way, baby. Taking it in, what do you wanna? Just open up my eyes, I feel the sand on my feet. You and me, baby, we can't just do what we used.
just got you on my mind. It's like you play on repeat. You and me, you and me, baby. Can't wait to get in the sheets. Baby, you, you know we got the time.
We got the time.
Baby, you, you know we doing it right.
We doing it right, baby.
I just want a lane.
Playing in my head, I'm forget what everyone said. I'm on. you think that it ain't feeling right, but darling, there ain't no getting over me. Well, you can say that you need to be free, but there ain't no place that I won't be. Sweet darling, there ain't no getting over me. I'll be the bill you forgot to pay. I'll be the dream that keeps you awake. I'll be the song on the radio. I'll be the reason that you tell the boys no. Don't you know?
So the songs we just played were Champagne Toast by The Free Label, Burning Blue by Mariah the Scientist, and There's No Getting Over Me.
Getting Over You.
Yeah. There's No Getting Over You by Ronnie Millsap.
Yeah, that last one, that one is for my perfume.
I wonder if you could hear your
the bangles.
Yeah.
ASMR. Oh, like for sure. Actually, I think I could hear it. Whoa. But yeah, just know I'm fitted up, guys. But that song was for my perfume Illuminare Intensa by Vincent Camuto. Oh my god. That stuff, bro. That's such a good summer scent. It's like floral, but it's like a little bit spicy, and it just like to me it feels like a very grown woman smell, but like a woman from the 80s who has really big hair and dances in those weird boots, which is why I picked that song. And she just like, you know, the boys love her, but she's got a butch at home. You know,
a bush,
a bush and a butch, I'll tell you that much. But yeah,
the next songs we're playing: Devil's Eye by Dora Jar, City Noise by the Gertrudes,
bang,
and Love Is Just a Memory. See, like, some of these titles are like cut off, so I just can't see them. Yeah, Love Is Just a Memory by Michael Sayer. Want to talk about those songs?
Yes, I would love to. Okay, so let me tap in real quick. Devil Eye. This song is for my summer perfume, my 2025 summer perfume, Soleil Vibrant by Lalique. Oh my god, bang. The top notes, what's in there? ginger, which is low-key buns, but like the rest of the stuff that's in it is good. She's just like a spicy vanilla, which, you know, love that. One thing about me. You haven't met her. Just know that that perfume is really good. It's a spicy vanilla. It doesn't last that long, but that's what Dora Jar is.
Talking about
The songs.
Right.
City Noise is by the Gertrudes, who I performed with actually, with because I work for Cantabile, the choir in Kingston, and they the director is good friends with the leader of the Gertrudes, so we did a concert with them, we performed, and we did a little music video. And their music is so, like, it's so cute. It's, like, I don't know. It's very, like, folky. And so the perfume that this reminded me of was Cow by Zoologist, which we actually smelled together.
Oh, yeah. I still have the paper for it. And it does smell like milk.
Yeah, it smells good AF.
You know what? I was comparing, remember when I sprayed Cow on the same day as, like, Lily Fea? Mm. I like Lily Fea better, like, in the long.
The
dry down's better, and it lasted longer too.
Zoologists, their perfumes I feel like are very hit or miss for me, because like Cow was good, but the other ones that I smelled,
they were so bad,
so rank, like, oh my god, the honey notes in the bumblebee one are just be like, get out of my house, like, I don't want that, I don't want that ish around me, like, ugh. But yeah, City Noise by the Gertrudes is very, like, it's a very idyllic song. And so it reminds me of the Cow scent, because that one's a very green with, like, milky undertones. And that's...
it's very cow-like.
Yeah, exactly. Very just, farm. Like, imagine a cow. Yeah, farm. Yeah. So that's what that was. And then Love is Just a Memory, our closing banger. That one's for my all-time favorite right now, Sugarful Kiss by Michel Germain. Dude. Banger. Top notes, sugar, strawberry, sugar cherry, dir. And then middle notes, peony, freesia, like, wow. And then the bottom notes, vanilla, as I do. And then probably some other stuff that I don't really care about. But yeah, so it's just like, it's so sweet and like light, and it layers so good. And I don't think I could live without it. So yeah, imagine... It smells like a gentle lover's embrace, if you will. And so, yeah, that's what that song is. I meant that not that seriously. It just, that smell is so poetic to me. Yeah.
Profound.
Yeah. Profound, if you will.
And we were gonna include other songs, but we didn't.
Yeah, we didn't, because
we could talk about those too.
This is true, actually. That Giveon song.
Yeah,
Giveon. Which one was it? Don't Leave. That one was supposed to be for the Diesel perfume that I was talking about before.
The one she's wearing.
Yeah, the one that I'm wearing right now. And it's very similar to Burning Blue. Because I feel like
the song Burning.
Yes. Yeah. They're very similar, because like the smell, like both the YSL one and the Diesel perfume, they smell very similar. Very like sexy lady who don't need no man type, you know? So, but she's she's nonchalant. On the, like, off rip, but, like, you know, deep down, she's like, damn, Loki, I do need that man, though. Like, I miss, like, she's yearning.
There's a story behind it.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what those
the bass notes are.
The bass notes are...
are desperation.
Yeah. No, literally vanilla and desperation.
Yeah, like, but the top notes is...
are spicy mystery. And, like, I don't need you.
Yeah. Confidence and mystery.
Exactly. And so that's what those are.
Good, like, I feel like we should have more pyramid or perfume pyramids that are more like descriptive, like,
exactly,
that. Just like there's a story behind it,
exactly,
that would be more interesting to me, I'd say.
Yeah, that's my favorite kind of perfume.
When people say like, oh, this smells like this type of day, and
exactly, that is like
this,
okay,
exact time.
Yeah, like, okay, I need to wear that to experience like, whoa, that,
yeah, for real.
Yeah.
And then I want to include Number Five Chanel by Bob something.
Yeah.
I forget his name. It was a classical song.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a part of an album, or what's it called? Yeah. It was like an album, a classical album.
Yeah, it was.
Called like
it was like
you say it.
Parfum
yeah so I did say it, right?
Yeah.
And then it was like a bunch of old, because he's an old guy.
Yeah,
it was like 1950s perfumes.
Dang.
Or like, yeah, something like that. 1920s, 1930s.
Damn.
Pretty really old, like before 1950s. And Number Five Chanel is like a classic perfume. Mm-hmm. And it's still out.
Yeah, it is. I feel like it's a very like old lady perfume.
Yeah, and I really want it for fall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does it smell powdery?
I have no idea, but like the notes.
Okay. Let me pull, they
give old lady, and I
believe you.
You know, but they keep saying it's like iconic and elegant smelling. So I'm just like, you know, I want that for fall.
Number Five Chanel. Chanel Number Five. L'Eau de Toilette. Ooh, interesting. Aldehydes.
Yeah, aldehydes is one of them.
Yeah.
But you know what? I trust the comments.
Mm-hmm.
It probably doesn't smell as chemically as I think it would because of aldehydes, but...
Aldehydes, they're, like, when they have those in perfumes, they just add it to, like, make it smell sunny. That's what it does. So, like, that with all the citrus.
And there you go.
Yeah, and then jasmine in the middle, and then orris and vanilla in the bottom. Vanilla and cedar is always a good combination. Oh, I think that's what's in Salivi Brand. That's what's in the base notes. That's why I like it.
Because
it's spicy at the top, and then it dries down to like a soft woody vanilla.
My favorite is when I see like musk and sandalwood in the base. That's like my fave.
Sandalwood is also really good. I like it.
Great. But I feel like there needs to be musk.
For me.
It's just like, it just got that
je ne sais quoi.
Anyway, yeah. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode.
Yeah.
Unless you have more to say.
Like, no.
Okay, awesome. Okay, awesome, because Sherry's waiting.
Yeah, she's waiting for us and dinner.
Yeah, that's our third.
Yeah. Wow.
If you know, you know.
Yeah, shout out to the bays waiting at home.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks, Louise, for being on this episode.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope you guys enjoy this episode as well. And hope you guys enjoy the rest of the songs. See you in the next one.
Meow.
Me. shining on the lake. If I close my eyes.